Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
We all have our own way of getting over a breakup, hey? Some people do that whole, well, to get over someone, you have to get under someone. Wink, wink, finger pistols. Other people just gain 14 pounds. They just eat their feelings for like 3.5 weeks. Actor Nick Cage, let's just say he's doing something unique to get over his most recent breakup. He's going to a bunch of karaoke bars, and he's singing the exact same song at every karaoke bar, Prince's Purple Rain, and it's something. That's him. That is bad. Like, that is Whiskey Jack's on a Friday night bad. Have you ever been there for karaoke nights? Oh, the thing is at Whiskey Jack's, it's so bad that it's actually good. 2 hours of just free entertainment. It's great. Here's the thing about karaoke. If your voice is this bad, to not sing a legendary song like Purple Rain. You're ruining it. If you have an awful voice, you do a funny song like Savage Garden, Truly Madly Deeply. Can you imagine Nick Cage doing that? Hey, it's Nick Cage here. I want to stand with you on a mountain, and I want to bathe with you in the sea. I want to live like this forever until the sky falls down on me. I know my Nick Cage impression is bad, okay? It needs some work. My nephew Cam listens to the show every single morning. He's 2 years old, and he just realized that the voice he hears on his radio every single morning is actually me.
Did you hear him?
That's what he sounds like?
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty spot-on impression, Cam. Pretty spot-on impression right there. So the bad news about the NHL playoffs, no more Canadian teams, hey? But the good news about the NHL playoffs, we can still do Drunk Coach's Corner.
So you're saying a GM, a good GM, lets a coach...
No, what you say is what Harry Sinden said to me, or I knew what it is. If I don't win, you're gone. If you don't win, you're gone. And I said, okay, if that's the way it is, I'm going to do it my way because if I'm gone and I did it my way, I was gone anyhow in 2 years. But we went to finals all the time.
How about that episode of Game of Thrones yesterday? The suspense, the drama, the battle of... Yeah, I didn't watch it. Never seen an episode. Just not a big Game of Thrones guy. But that's okay, just not my cup of tea. People like different things. I spend hours and hours on fantasy football, and some people are like, really? That's how you're gonna spend your time? I think the same way with Game of Thrones. But it's cool, we're all different, right? Some people are really mad at Game of Thrones fans because they're just dominating social media right now. Like, if you're scrolling through Facebook or Twitter, all you're gonna see are Avenger Endgame spoilers. If you haven't seen it yet, don't go on social media. So many spoilers out there right now. And Game of Thrones recaps. Like, so many people are just like, OMG, Game of Thrones. And then someone will respond, I know, right? Did you see that coming? No, I didn't. Whoa! That's all social media is right now. And non-Game of Thrones fans are upset about that. They're like, hey, Game of Thrones fans, get off social media. I mean, all I'm seeing are your tweets, your Facebook posts, your Instagram stories. I'm sick of it. And to those people, I say, nay, nay. This is good for social media because the alternative is a bunch of people arguing about politics on social media. I'd rather see a bunch of Game of Thrones stuff that I don't understand instead of, oh, this political leader stinks. Oh, yeah, bud, you stink. Hey, you stink. You think differently of me? You stink. You stink. Just a heads up, if you haven't seen it yet and you're trying to avoid spoilers, just stay off the internet. Don't even look at your phone. Not even to check the time. You know what? Just chuck your phone in the river. That's the only way to make sure this movie does not get spoiled for you, because spoilers are everywhere. Like, people are just commenting on, like, news sites and stuff, spoilers about this movie. Jerk move, I know. This movie, by the way, worldwide, made $1.2 billion in one weekend. $1.2 billion. Do you know what you could do with that amount of money? You could just buy Lake Ridge. Like, you could just be like, hey, community of Lake Ridge, you're mine now. I own you. And you probably still have some money left over to buy Clavette. You could just buy Clavette with that amount of money. You could buy anything. $1.2 billion? It's a crazy amount of money. When my buddy found out that's how much money this movie made, he was like, guys, we gotta start making movies. Yeah, because it's that easy to make a movie that makes $1.2 billion. Oh, yeah, easy stuff. Why isn't everyone doing this? If movies are making this much money, we should hop on this bandwagon, hey? I mean, we all got iPhones. We can just shoot the movie on our phones, edit the footage on my MacBook Pro from 2011. Yeah, I'll get Robert Downey Jr. on the phone right now. If you had a time machine, where would you go? There's a good chance you've been asked that question before, hey? Some people are always like, well, I would go back to a time before Google and then invent Google and be an absolute billionaire, you know? Other people would be like, oh, I'd go back in time before the Beatles and I would write all their music, totally rip them off and be a billionaire, you know? Me? Nuh-uh. Here's what I'd do. If I have a time machine, I'm going back in time to before the person who laid down carpet over hardwood. Like, whoever that person who did it first, I would go back in time, kick them right in the groin, and be like, no, don't do this. You're going to make a lot of work for the rest of us in about 45 years. We're all going to have to take a weekend off and rip up this carpet because of you. Because this is a horrible idea. Horrible. Seriously, who thought that was a good idea? I was browsing Saskatoon's Reddit page this morning just to see how angry people are about this whole bike lane downtown cycling network vote that's going down later today. Spoiler alert, they're pretty upset. I came across this topic, though. It was things that are just in Saskatoon, like special Saskatoon things. And I saw something that I've never seen or heard of before. And I've lived here my whole life, so I like to think I know a thing or two about this city, but I'm just going to read you the comment word for word here. I've always heard from my friends in the medical field about the Saskatoon special. Apparently, Saskatoon has a large amount of lower jaw fractures from getting punched in the face. They bring plastic surgery residents in for extended periods so that they can learn the procedure to fix it, which they call the Saskatoon special. Has anyone ever heard of this before? Because this is the first time I've heard of this. This is news to me. If you've heard of this before, you're in the medical field or something, and this is like a true thing, give me a call, 306-938-0963. Maybe this guy is just bamboozling me, like he's just trying to be funny on Reddit. Ha ha ha, you got me. Or maybe we're super famous in the medical field. Go us! Is that the right reaction to have? Yeah, we get punched in the face a lot and a medical surgery is named after us. Woo! Number one!
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.